Welcome to ACC Nation. Will Ojanen and Xavion help kick off the weekend with our preview and picks for ACC basketball. I'm Jim Quist. Let's take a look at what's coming up Sunday and Monday in ACC women's basketball. Wake takes on NC State. Miami visits Virginia. Notre Dame heads to Boston College. Clemson and Virginia Tech go head-to-head. And Louisville takes a road trip to Chapel Hill to take on the Tar Heels. Only two games on Monday as the Seminoles are in Durham and Syracuse road trips to Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, on the men's side, Wednesday winners Duke over the Hokies. Florida State upset Clemson. A nasty concussion in that game will likely keep Shelton Mitchell on the bench, or at a minimum, see limited time against Duke on Sunday. NC State over Syracuse and Wake Forest with a win against the Yellow Jackets. All right, here we go. On Saturday, Syracuse at Miami, Virginia Tech in Atlanta to face the Ramblin' Wreck. The Pack take on Wake. The Irish head to Boston and North Carolina faces a challenge in Louisville on Sunday. Duke at Clemson and Pitt at FSU. So, guys, first, what's the hottest game on the schedule? Second, the game we really don't care about, but probably should. And third, what win or loss will have the biggest impact? Those are the three things I want you to think about. And Xavion, we'll start with you with Syracuse at Miami.
I would probably look at Miami in this one. I'm not sure if it's the hottest game on the schedule, but I could potentially say that might be a game that we don't care about that we probably should. We really need to see Miami get these easy wins to move up and improve their position in NCAA tournament. And this could be a game that if they don't play consistently well, do their job basically and do what they're supposed to do, we could see Syracuse come bite them in the ass basically.
All right, Will?
Yeah, Syracuse-Miami might be fall into the category of game we really don't care about, but probably should, because Syracuse really needs some wins to be in bubble consideration. And this game is winnable for them. I do not think they will win. I think Miami does win, but Syracuse, I think this will be a pretty competitive game throughout.
All right, Will, we'll stick with you. Virginia Tech and Georgia Tech.
Yeah, Hokies should win in this one, but if Georgia Tech wins, then we're going to take Virginia Tech and put them right back on the bubble.
Now, they're pretty close to being there again, unfortunately. Xavion?
I absolutely agree with Will. I mean, this is another game that they're expected to win, and if you don't come out and perform, you can definitely find yourself back in the bubble, and that's not where you want to be come tournament time.
All right, Xavion, let's stick with you. The Wolfpack are going to take on the Demon Deacons. The thing about this is it's one of those in-state rivalries, and it could turn on a dime. Is this one of those games that NC State should be worried about?
You always have to kind of be worried when you're playing a rival, regardless of how bad the rival might be or how good you might be. You never know, especially when it comes to college sports. So I could potentially look at this as being a win or loss that has the biggest impact, because this could really be damning on the Wolfpack season.
All right. NC State is one of those teams, like Virginia Tech, is just on the bubble, Will.
Yep, and I'm in lockstep with Xavion. This is going to be a pretty close game. I do think NC State wins, but this game is at Wake Forest, and they have a tendency to play well at home. And if they can knock off the Wolfpack, then they'll put them right back in the bubble.
All right, let's keep it right here and talk about the Irish headed to Boston. Is this one of those games that we just sort of toss away, but it might actually mean something between these two teams?
Maybe. I mean, this is Boston College plays really well at home. I don't think either of these teams are in NCAA tournament contention right now, but maybe unless Boston College will close the season strong, then this will give them definitely some momentum heading in the next season and even into the ACC tournament this year.
Yeah, we haven't talked any about the NIT yet, but I guess we'll get to that soon. We'll be talking about what teams will probably be headed that way. I would imagine Boston College and Notre Dame are two of those teams that we would expect to be in the NIT. What do you think, mm-hmm. Xavion?
I absolutely agree with both of you guys. I mean, I think this falls into another category of, again, that we really don't care about, but we probably should, like you guys, for the reasons you guys just gave. Both teams are not in NCAA contention for the tourney, but NIT definitely still a realistic option for both programs. So
the point spread on this next game has been kind of going back and forth. North Carolina, Louisville. It's at the Yum Center. So, Xavion, tell us a little bit about this game.
I kind of have my eggs in the Louisville basket. I think this is something, a game that they can kind of pull off and I get a quote unquote upset against North Carolina, even though North Carolina has been playing pretty well as of late. But I just like Louisville in this matchup, and I think that they'll be able to deliver.
Okay, Will, North Carolina and Louisville. These two teams have absolutely, I think, either disappointed completely, frustrated people, driven people crazy when it comes down to what we were expecting and what we've gotten.
Yeah, especially North Carolina, you know, they're coming off a national championship, and you figure they'd be, you know, right up there in contention again. But they are 20-7 this year. Their problems are more in and I feel like they haven't had a strong second scorer to go along with Joel Berry, even though he's been fairly up and down. Louisville, especially after Rick Pitino got let go, you totally expected something like this season to happen. It wasn't a huge shock. I mean, they still have a pretty talented team and shouldn't have any problem getting into the NCAA tournament. I think Louisville does win this game. It'll be a pretty close throughout game. I think their defense will be able to control UNC all in all.
Okay. For those of you who are not keeping up with this, because quite frankly, there's so much detail to this story, the FBI investigation, there's more stuff that's starting to slowly but surely come out about the NCAA basketball investigation, and it's interesting. Next week or two, we should be hearing more about that and how it impacts perhaps more teams in the ACC, definitely across the NCAA from what I'm reading. Will, let's stick with you here and move on into the Sunday game. Duke at Clemson, as I mentioned earlier before we got into the schedule, nasty concussion in that game with Florida State, Shelton Mitchell. Maybe on the bench, maybe not, but at the very least, limited time against Duke on Sunday.
Yeah, that looked pretty brutal. I was watching the game when it happened, and the fact that he could not stand up on his own tells you just how loopy he was, I guess, for lack of a better term. But he was not right. And I don't know the update on him. I don't know if he's cleared concussion protocol. I have a feeling with the way he was acting, he may not be. That could be a factor in this game. Funny thing is this game is not even on an ESPN network, on one of the major ones. You got two top 12 teams here playing in a pretty good ball game. I actually think Duke will win this one on the road, just because I feel like, especially if Marvin Bagley plays, I think it's up in the air right now. But if he plays, I think Duke will win this game.
Okay, all right. Duke at Clemson, Xavion.
Knowing information and the sports person inside of me is going to pick Duke, but the person that does not like Duke basketball wants Clemson to pull this out, but it really depends on how recent was that head injury to the Clemson player?
Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. There's no way I see him playing it based off what you guys just said. The concussion protocol is at least a week to 2 weeks being out and whatnot. And even and that's by football terms. And I doubt basketball, it's going to be shorter. So I probably just have to stick with Duke, even though I'd prefer them to lose this game, because it would be a great win for Clemson basketball.
Well, they call it cleaning the clock for a good reason, because your time is reset. It just clears everything, and boom, you start over. And that's about what happened to Shelton. He really got his bell rung, clock cleaned, whatever you want to call it. Xavier, let's move on to this next game. This is our last one this weekend on Sunday, Pitt at FSU.
I mean, I've seen Pitt play this season and kind of know what to expect, so I think FSU to win this one pretty handily.
All right. Not too much of a surprise there. Will, should we expect a surprise?
The only surprise is I watched that entire Pitt Boston College game the other night.
That is a surprise.
And I literally mean all of it, from the opening tap to the final horn.
I have a question for you. Were you being held against your will?
No.
All right.
I actually wanted to see it, because I thought this was Pitt's probably best chance to win. And then they went up 15, and I thought they could possibly do it, but then they're also Pitt, and they blew that 15-point lead.
Amazing.
I don't think Pitt will do anything like that in this game. I think Florida State will win by 15 without much issue.
Okay. Looks like another interesting game. Hey, guys, real quick before you go, any games throughout the NCAA that we should know about that we really ought to be keeping our eye on this weekend?
Yeah, definitely on Saturday. I'm very interested by Villanova playing Xavier. That's a matchup of number 3 versus number 4. And both teams, you know, they've been considered one seeds. Obviously, Villanova, I believe, lost again earlier this week. Xavier there could very well be in one seed, and I feel like they're the most underrated team in the country. I really think that's going to be a very good game.
All right, Xavion, how about you?
I would have to go with Will kind of took my pick, which is kind of, I feel like, an easy consensus pick. Mm-hmm. Two top 5 teams, absolutely, you want to see that game, but I'm looking at the West Virginia-Kansas game. Mm. Has big implications on the Big 12 race, as well as both these teams at one point or another have been in the top 10, I think arguably top 5 for the rankings and whatnot. So I think that would still be good quality basketball for us to enjoy.
What the heck happened to West Virginia? I mean, you know, they started out the season so nicely and have just...
They stopped hitting shots and they couldn't set up their press.
Oh, well. Morgantown, what can I say? All right, guys. Hey, like the podcast, drop us a line. We always like to hear from you. ACCNation@Outlook.com. And be sure to visit us on Facebook at ACC Nation Sports. We're also at Snapchat, Instagram, Google+, and Twitter at ACC Nation. Make sure your homepage is set to ACCNation.net.